G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Rise and shine on Australia's Vision Christian Radio.
Well, on the line today, as always on a Tuesday, we have Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm very, very well.
Now, it's the end of May, and I've got a little note here on the calendar, something that you mentioned to me in passing. I'm going to see how rigorous you have been in the last couple of weeks. There should be a whole new Focus on the Family website.
Yes, we're very excited about that, and obviously there's little kinks that may crop up, but overall we're really excited about launching a new and improved website. And when we transferred all of our content over from one site to the I didn't even realize this myself, but there was 8,200 different pieces of content.
Whoa.
On our website.
Whoa.
So that includes videos, audio, articles, downloadable resources, and a variety of different other things. So we were quite amazed about that. So we consider ourselves a one-stop shop, from in utero to the grave and everything that happens in between about life and families.
You guys have been busy over there on Focus on the Family. Now, people are going to get stressed out here. It's a new website, not a new web address.
No, same. It's families.org.au. Not going to change, but it has different capabilities and different way to maneuver and find things at a bit easier. But also just wanted to continue to provide as much service to help families thrive in Christ. And we love being able to provide this service, and we have hundreds of thousands of people go to our website every year looking for material, looking for resources to help them, whatever they're going through related to family, related to relationships, relating to life issues.
Wow. Wow.
And that also includes access to our video platform called FamilyCast as well.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I've been digging around on the new website, and I see links to FamilyCast here, streaming on-demand content to strengthen your family relationships. Explain exactly what FamilyCast is. Is it a podcast? Is it something? Am I casting it on my TV? What's going on?
Well, you can do that, but it's all a video platform. And that video platform is a couple of years ago, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to raise some revenue, so passive income. People would download it. But then at the beginning of last year, God challenged me to say, give it away for free.
Wow.
Have no friction points. And so we've had hundreds of people download this service now, and it's great for small groups, great for churches, great for just individuals on a variety of different issues, including stuff that for young adults, the Dating Project, there's the Truth Project, many people might remember that, True You, there are apologetics, there's stuff for early parenting, talking about mental health and well-being, how to talk to your kids about the big issues. There's stuff for every age and stage, and we just want to help as many people as possible, and it's all available for free, and you can go via our website at families.org.au, and it's the FamilyCast platform, and we continue to add new things to that on a regular basis.
I love it, and I can see here on the website, I just clicked over, and it takes you over to familycast.com.au. It takes you over there. You can stream it on your iPhone, your Android, your Apple TV, Android TV, on your web browser, on anything there. It works across everything.
We try our best.
More than try your best. You guys are amazing. All right, we want to get into some more of the content that you can be found on families.org.au. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with Brett Ryan on Rise and Shine here at Vision. DJ here on Rise and Shine, and I'm joined over the line by Mr. Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family. We're talking about the all-new families.org.au website. So excited to see the refresh, the redesign, making it a lot easier to get, you know, this great content into our lives. Now, Brett, when it comes to a lot of these new websites I sign up to, all of a sudden, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be totally frank here, I'm bombarded with emails. I'm bombarded with daily emails. Every update, I'm getting, it's inbox, and I'm like, oh, why did I subscribe? Please tell me that Focus on the Family isn't going to do that to me.
No, you can actually select how often you'd like to have it, whether it's a weekly.
Oh.
And a lot of the things in the weekly, because people's attention span and also availability of time, which is our greatest commodity, is very short. So a lot of the things that we provide for the weekly one are as a minute to read, a minute to listen to, or a minute to watch.
Yep.
And so you can get a lot of information in a very short period of time. And then we have a monthly newsletter that has a bit deeper and a little bit more meaty, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And that comes out about once a month. And then from time to time, depending on what's happening, we'd be able to promote various events or webinars just to be able to help people where they're at.
Wow. I love it. You're talking about a minute to watch or a minute to read. That's about my attention span right there. You've got it in one. You got it in one there, Brett. Even I can manage something like that. Now, I'm always, every time I visit families.org.au, I'm incredibly impressed on the level of journalism, the level of, really hitting the hot button issues right where they're at, whether it's about, social media and young people or about what it's taught, stuff that is going on the news. Tell us a little bit more about, because it's not just you in the back room here furiously writing everything yourself. Where is all these amazing resources coming from?
Well, there's a whole team of different people either here in Australia, but we've also got using various offices around the world, particularly the US and Canada. And from time to time, we use the Asian offices. We're a one big family across this great world that we live in. And we try and share as many resources as possible that will really be as relevant and timely for where people are at. And so, as I said, there's something for everyone, whether they're from a child all the way to aged people. Many of your listeners would be able to associate with Adventures in Odyssey. So on the FamilyCast website, you'll be able to find the audio as well as the video.
I love it. Is there ever, here's a bit of a strange curly question for you to finish off today's conversation. Is there ever anything presented by other officers or other writers around the world and you look at it and go, that's not really applicable to us Australians, or vice versa? Do you guys come up with an article and other people around the world go, hey, I don't know what you Australians are doing, but we don't struggle with this? Is everybody all the same?
No, well, there's often some things that are much more unique, particularly the Asian culture apply different principles.
Yes.
There's other things that in say, the Canada, they have a lot of association with us. We relate to them more than we say relate to the US office, just for a variety of the constituents that we have. But then we also know that there's the South American offices. They all have theirs in Spanish, so we can't always translate everything.
Yeah.
But then there's also other things that we just try and utilize some skills. In fact, we've got the one that we're actually going to be using maybe all over the world is our devotional that we have developed. It's called Together, and people can actually request to not purchase it. It's going to be for free. Again, great business model, but we want to be able to provide as many people as possible, and that's only been available because of people who support the ministry. And we have been able to post up hundreds of those, and it's a family devotion called Together. There's a digital version, which makes it a bit easier, but for those who like a hard copy, and some people really do, it's great for the kids to be able to be involved as well. So that's available via our website at families.org.au.
I can see the link to it right here on the front of your beautiful new website, families.org.au. Refreshed, redesigned. Make sure if it's been a while since you've been over to families.org.au, make sure you go visit it today and check out what they have to have for us. Brett, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and I'm so excited to see what the refresh of the website and all the new content that you've got coming out through it. So once again, thanks for taking the time to chat to us on Rise and Shine.
It's indeed my pleasure.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.